This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report. Today we speak with Emory Law Professor Robert Shapiro about his new book, Polyphonic Federalism, Toward the Protection of Fundamental Rights. In it, Professor Shapiro argues that overlaps in federal and state authority should be welcome and recognized for their powerful combined role in defending Americans' liberties.
Federalism is generally about dividing power between the national government and the states. And going back to the time when our Constitution was written, there was a big issue about how much authority should be given to the national government as opposed to the states. After all, we had colonies, and then there were the states before there really was the United States. So back at the Constitutional Convention in 1787, that was perhaps the major issue, how to allocate power between the national government and the states. And the system that came up with, the framers came up with, was a system of federalism, to give some powers to the national government and to give other powers to the states. And we've really seen throughout our history a continuous negotiation of that relationship about what should be the relationship between the states and the national government, what kinds of power should be exercised by the states and by the central government.
Even as the negotiation for power has continued, Shapiro says there have been pivotal moments in American federalism's history, including the civil rights movement of the 1960s.
The civil rights movement was, I think, a very important moment in marking the transition from older forms of federalism to contemporary federalism, what I see as polyphonic federalism. One of the problems addressing the civil rights movement were claims about states' rights. That is, that the federal government shouldn't tell different states how to run their schools or how to run their state houses. And a great achievement of the civil rights movement was to say that there are rights of national citizenship, and to be a citizen of the United States means to have the national government guarantee you certain rights wherever you are, particularly rights to a desegregated education, adequate participation in voting, those kinds of issues. So it was during the civil rights movement that at times federalism was seen as an enemy of civil rights because it was seen as a way to prevent the federal government from protecting these kinds of rights. But I think what emerged after the civil rights movement was a notion that federalism doesn't have to be about protecting enclaves of pernicious state practices, that there's still a very valuable role for states, but not to be separate islands of morals in our society, but to work as partners with the federal government in addressing issues. And in that way, I do think the civil rights movement was essential in cleansing federalism of its older associations with protecting distinctive ways of life for particular states, often in ways that had very harmful consequences for citizens of those states.
In this new era of federalism, Shapiro says it's time to steal the word polyphony from the world of music and literature. Polyphony describes stories and sounds that include multiple perspectives at once, not too unlike federalism today, says Shapiro.
What polyphony recognizes is that sometimes you have many different voices singing together, and that the overall musical composition is composed of this intermixing of the different voices. And that seemed to me an apt metaphor for federalism. That is, federalism today is not really about separating the state from the federal. It's not about providing enclaves of things that are just for the states to do and different enclaves of things for the national government to do. But federalism is actually about the states and the national government exercising overlapping authority. And that as problems become more complex, it's important to have many different actors addressing those kinds of problems. And that's the kind of polyphony that I was speaking of.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.